It is that time, my friends. You can run, you can hide, but it always finds you. Fridays at 11:30, what we do is we look back on some of our segments from this week where we've said a myriad of stupid things, but guess what? They sound even dumber when they're slowed down to half speed. It's time for another edition of Drunk Donna and Stoner Steve.
It was a weird week with Drunk Donna and Stoner Steve. No Dizzy Dawn this week, but we do have some guest appearances to come. I'm not even sure they sounded all that drunk or stoned this week, but they sure talked about private parts a lot.
Oh boy.
All of them.
What?
Yep, you could say they covered all the bases, and then some.
What?
Shall we get to them all? Why, let's start up top.
Back to the pain of the COVID test. How would you compare it to a mammogram?
Oh. I would rather have a mammogram. Thank you for asking.
I heard a comedian once say, if you're worried about having a mammogram and you want to be prepared before you go in, just lay down in your garage and have your husband back the car up over your breast. So that's all I know about mammograms.
We skip a few minutes ahead and Donna's talking about how she gets old lady compression socks emails all the time. Total mystery. And then we return to boob talk.
Because you get compression socks, skin tag removal, DIY skin tag removal things.
Yep. Crepe erase for my chest. For my crepey chest.
Yeah, on second thought, I think we'll pass on that mammogram photo op.
As we all know, where there are boobs, there are nipples.
Whoa.
Even dog ones. Stoner Steve?
Wait a minute.
Is your dog still on the other side of your partition?
Yes, I just gave him a little belly rub.
Does he have any skin tags down there?
Nope, not yet. Thanks for asking.
My dead fat pug, Boo, God rest her soul, was...
The one you killed?
Hey!
So... Okay, she... made her own choices. She lived a life of rampant obesity. Yeah. By the end of her life, we didn't know what was a nipple and what was a skin tag. There were so many little things hanging down on her undercarriage. It was a real, real... situation.
Let's head a bit further down the private part pike with a call-in guest. We'll call her Juiced Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What are you fake interest in?
We had an endoscopy.
You know, Jennifer, what is an endoscopy?
That
where they go down your esophagus and look through down in your throat. It's like a colonoscopy. You're under just for a little bit.
But from the other end.
Yeah, it's a reverse colonoscopy.
Because I've had one of those done where they put a camera down your throat. But I was awake for it, and then I got pictures of my throat, which, by the way, looks like something else as far as body parts go.
The other direction as well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much covers all the private parts discussion this week, right? Wrong-o. Let's welcome Bong Rip Rob to the program.
Oh, how long has it been since you've owned a television?
Jeez. Gosh, it's been years. I can't even remember.
What do you do?
The main reason, I think, was because I used to spend a lot of time, and I've been in radio a long time, also as a music director, and I would spend a lot of time in front of a computer, scheduling music, massaging the log, as they say, and so the last thing I would want to do... The last thing I would want to do when I got...
Oh my God,
that sounded really weird.
Yes, it did.
Really bad.
Now you're spending your free time, we might want to reword it.
Okay.
Rob is massaging the log.
Music log. Okay, I should just stop.
Again, thank you for the glimpse into your personal life.
Now you know why you don't have a television. No,
this concludes Private Part Talk with Juice Jennifer, Bong Rip Rob, Drunk Donna, and Stoner Steve.
Sorry, Rob. We should probably just apologize to listeners, not
Jennifer.
Just Rob. All of them. No, anyone who heard. You should know.
Oh, that's great.
When we talk about these things in the moment, we are never thinking, is there a way that we can make this perverted or innuendo-ridden? And then it just happens. Rob, what do you have to say for yourself?
I think it sounds even worse slowed down.
It does indeed. Yes, it does.
The idea. That's the idea.
Man. But funnier.
Yes.
Oh, that was
great.
So great
job, Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco. I love you.